Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, December 27, 1951. Venezuelans spend Christmas in Barbados. On this day, December 27, 1951, Mr. Vernon Knight, Venezuelan Vice Consul, reported that over the Christmas season, there had been an influx of Venezuelan tourists to Barbados. This upsurge was attributed to the fact that Venezuelan government airline, LAV, had instituted twice per week flights to Barbados. Mr. Knight also indicated that British West Indian Airways had added three additional flights from Venezuela to Barbados over the Christmas weekend, apart from the established once-per-week flight via Grenada. He was also pleased to state customer satisfaction reviews suggested that the Venezuelan tourists had enjoyed their Yuletide holidays in Barbados. A number of Barbadian hotels expanded their room capacity in an effort to capitalize on the increasing numbers of tourist arrivals from Venezuela, the United States, and Canada. The Aquatic Club recently constructed an additional 10 rooms, while other hotels like the Marine, Cacrobank, St. Lawrence, and the Colony Club also undertook renovations to enhance room capacity. To further stimulate growth in the Venezuela to Barbados travel node, LAV had recently inaugurated direct flights from Mathurin and Barcelona in eastern Venezuela to woo oil company workers and residents from that region of the Republic. This development, according to Mr. Knight, would obviate the need for an overnight stopover in Trinidad en route to Barbados. The synopsis on tourist arrivals from Venezuela to Barbados in 1951, which was carried in the Barbados Advocate, underscored how Barbadian tourism planners sought to promote the sustainability of the industry through the diversification of source markets. Some 74 years later, Barbados continues to maintain diplomatic and economic ties with the Bolivarian Republic.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.